10, and we've come to the end of our news stories. Unfortunately, we haven't got an awful lot left, but we'll go with what we've got. Fire Station commemorates businesses for support. Newton Abbott Fire Station has presented three local businesses with an award in recognition of their long-standing commitment to supporting on-call firefighters. B&Q, Team Bridge Propellers and Bembo Group were all presented with a certificate by crew from Station 28. The award recognises the company's long-standing support of the station, having allowed and supported several of their respective employees, both past and present, to operate as on-call firefighters while working for them. Firefighters James Lavis, Dan Harity, Gary Robinson and Mark are among the current on-call crew members supported by these three businesses, which between them have supported Newton Abbott Fire Station for more than 30 years. Station Commander Scott Lehman, who is still an on-call firefighter, said, "The certificate is a small token of our appreciation of these companies for allowing their staff to go. Today, Friday, July the 5th, has been a perfect example of that. There was a fire at the bottom end of Coombshead Road, and the crew was made up entirely of these guys. Without these employees, we wouldn't be able to operate. We are indebted to them. There is nothing in law, nor are there incentivising schemes in place, compelling employers to allow their employees to leave if they're an on-call firefighter. It is purely a case of goodwill." B&Q manager Wayne Conway said, "James and Mark are crucial members of our team. We are very proud to support their firefighting duties and all they do for the community we both serve." And there are photographs of the firefighters at B&Q and Lehman's and Bembo's.
Arrows paint the town red, white and blue. Jaw-dropping aerobatics kept the crowds on the edge of their seats at this year's Tynmouth Air Show. Saturday's spectacular saw perennial aviation favourites, the Red Arrows, kick off the flying displays, arriving over the town in their famous Diamond Nine formation. Normally sticklers for timing, the team were a few minutes later than planned due to the weather. But for the thousands attending the event, a few minutes' wait was worth it. The precision formation flying and high-speed passes of the Red Hawk aircraft had necks craned from every vantage point across Tynmouth and Sheldon. And the aerial excitement continued throughout the afternoon with helicopter display team Gazelle Squadron and fixed-wing displays from Team Raven, the Starlings and Jubilee Pits. The event culminated with an ear-splitting display from the Typhoon, the RAF's extremely agile multi-role combat aircraft, resplendent in 1944 D-Day markings. And there are various photographs of the occasion of the Arrows. Sadly, there isn't one of me. I was there with my wife and a friend from America who'd never seen such things, so he was delighted, and I'm glad I've got the photographs to record it for him.
Railway goes back to the 1940s. Jeeps, GIs and jiving were all helping to turn back time for a lively celebration of the Victory Generation at a Devon Heritage Steam Railway last weekend. The Buckfastleigh-based South Devon Railway held their popular Back to the 1940s, a two-day event that transformed the heritage railway into a vibrant recreation of days gone by and offered a nostalgic experience of life 80 years ago. An array of vintage civilian and military vehicles, along with their historical reenactors, were on show at Buckfastleigh Station, while further down the line at Staverton Station, there was a wartime display. Live entertainment was featured on both days, and music from the South Devon Big Band and Fine Wines Vintage Jazz kept the crowds entertained, as well as dance displays and tutorials from the South West Lindy Hoppers, who were able to groove to the tunes in the 1940s way. And there are some lovely photographs. There's one of a paratrooper with his BSA folding parabike. There's a couple of the South West Lindy Hoppers dressed to the nines in their gear, checking out 1940 fashions, and a lovely photo of a lady from Bobby Tracy who is driving a primrose yellow 1946 Austin 8 Tourer.